Emotive friendly. That's a huge loss, $178 million gone in an instant. It's really scary how fragile these systems can be.
Friendly serious, absolutely. The root cause. A single Oracle mispricing CBF at $1.12 instead of $2,200. It's a perfect storm of data failure and exploitation.
Emotive friendly? Imagine depositing, say, $100 of another asset and borrowing thousands of CBF based on that wrong price. Then selling it for real value. It's like a financial black hole.
Friendly serious, exactly. The exploit didn't just drain funds. It exposed how reliant DeFi is on single data points. One wrong number, and the whole system crumbles.
Emotive friendly, and it's not just about the Oracle. This also points to a bigger issue, AI's role in coding. Did you know the problematic code came from AI tools?
Friendly serious, right. That's raising alarms. AI can speed things up, but what happens when it misses critical edge cases? Like mispricing that leads to a $1.78 loss.
Emotive, friendly. It's like trusting a robot to handle a $1 billion system. What if it's not quite right? The line between efficiency and disaster gets blurry fast.
Friendly, serious, and accountability. If an AI tool generates flawed code, who's responsible? Developers, the tool creators, or the protocols using it?
Emotive friendly, it's a tangled web. We need humans in the loop, especially in finance. One mistake with AI could erase years of trust.
Friendly, serious, that's why the debate is heating up. Some argue AI can be a force for good, but without clear standards, it's a recipe for chaos.
Emotive friendly, the Moonwell incident is a wake-up call. DeFi needs more resilience, like decentralized oracles and stricter audits. It's not just about fixing the code, it's about building trust.
Friendly serious, agreed. The lessons are clear. No single point of failure, no shortcuts in security, and no blind trust in AI. It's about balancing innovation with caution.
Emotive friendly, and let's not forget the human element. Even with AI, we need experts to double check. After all, a system that can't handle a $1.78 loss. That's not a system, it's a ticking time bomb.
Friendly serious, exactly. The future of DeFi depends on learning from this. Let's hope the community rises to the challenge, because the stakes are too high to ignore.